You know, there used to be a time, John, when Sheriff Michael Ash would take like every clam out of the Atlantic Ocean and display them before all the mucky mucks in Hampden County.
Yeah, that's right, Bax. You know, as it were, I would do that, and thousands of people would come there, as it were, and spend the whole day kissing my ass.
It was a great afternoon, Bax and O'Brien, and you know what? As it were, it was terrific to have you calling the balls for bingo. But times have changed, and I'm now a retired old man.
Right. So the sheriff's clam bake has been changed now to the taste of Nick Cochin.
No, it is now the sheriff's annual summer cookout and golf tournament. In the studio with us right now is the Hampden County Sheriff, Nick Cochin. Good to see you.
It's good to see you back. Say, John.
Did you kick around the titles at first? Did that one ever come up, the taste of Nick Cochin?
No, but I knew it would come up here in this studio. So
it's going to be Wednesday, August 15th. It's out at the Elks Lodge. This is open to the public.
This is open to the public. Anybody can come. It's really the kickoff of the political season. I really try to do as Sheriff Ash did, which was
win.
Bring
unopposed.
Oh, well, that would be fantastic. But I don't think we'll have that luxury. Not like Sheriff Ash did. But no, we just try to bring all the state, local, and federal candidates to one place so the people that are out there can get to meet them and understand what they're going to be voting on in the upcoming primaries and general elections. And to me, it's about showcasing Western Massachusetts, especially Hampden County.
But not necessarily for you, because you run a 6-year term. You're how many years into it?
We're just over a year and a half into a 6-year term.
Right. So you still got a ways to go till your next one.
But you cannot start grabbing people's cash as fast as you can too early, right?
Geez, that's a nice spin on it, Bax. No, I would see it as trying to continue to build relationship and friends.
See, that's the difference between you and me. You put it that way, yeah. I put it my way.
Some of the things that are going to be going on at this event also include live music, raffles and more, and also cornhole. Is there, what would you say is the level of cornholing inside the jail?
Yeah, that goes back to the question you asked me about the reach around at the women's facility. We're going to go on to the next question, John.
That was the next question. No, it was a great event back when Sheriff Ash did it. It was just as good last year in your first one. It does seem to be the thing that all of the politicians, or at least as many as are available on that day, all of them seem to try to make their way to. Are you hoping that that's... are those personal invitations that go out to all those people?
Absolutely. We personally reach out to each and every one of them, especially for when you talk about state government. The lieutenant governor will be there. We're waiting to hear on the governor, you know, secretary of state. You know, it's going to be a contested year when it comes to elections, and people need to get out there and they need to meet the people. And I really firmly believe that Western Massachusetts needs more attention. Not often does Boston come west. West has to go to Boston, and we need to continue to work on changing that.
But well, it happened the other day when they were warning us of the closing of the Commonwealth Bridge on 991. You know, sometimes Boston does come to Springfield.
Yeah,
I don't know what kind of pull you have yet, but there are two people that we have not been able to get on this show consistently, both of whom I believe go to this event, or at least have in the very recent past. Elizabeth Warren and the Attorney General, Maura Healey, are two people who, for whatever reason, have not even turned us down. They haven't even replied to us. You got some pull there with either of those two?
Or have you been bad-mouthing us behind their back?
No, not that at all. I think there's a reason why they probably haven't come on, and I don't know what that reason would be.
Oh, I suspect I know what that reason
is. Well, I think you would, Bax, but no.
I actually don't.
I think it would be great that when you're there on the 15th of August, that you go up and in your nice, charming self, invite them once again, and then I could be there by your side to say it's one of the worst experiences I've ever had in my entire life is to come on Bax and O'Brien.
But clearly, Nick, you know, maybe better than anybody, because, you know, when you first started running for sheriff, you were kind of like an unknown.
Yes.
That the Bax and O'Brien show makes and breaks political careers.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah.
I really don't. And that's hence why we come and we bring gifts.
Homage. Let's put it that way.
Paying our homage, yes.
I like the sound of that a little bit better.
there was an incident a couple of weeks ago that I think a lot of people were very, very confused by in the way it was worded. You had that situation where you needed to replace what had previously been on Howard Street. Mm-hmm. You were able to build the facility on Mill Street. You had last week or 2 weeks ago two men who left the facility. And I think what a lot of people were confused by was how in the news they kept referring to it as this is not a criminal issue.
Correct.
Are these people that are civilly committed sent there by judges or by their families?
It's a great question, and it's very simple. And I got to tell you, I appreciate you asking it. Number one, before we opened up this unit on Mill Street, and we just opened up in Ludlow yesterday, Sunday, the Section 35 civil commitment units, there was not one Section 35 bed, which is for addiction treatment programming in detox in Western Massachusetts, not one. As I'm in the community, I get met all the time by people who are just in their worst and darkest time saying, I need help for my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife. So the bottom line is we did something. We put our hand up, and we're now taking them. We're putting them through Mill Street. They are not incarcerated. They are not criminals. They are in our custody to receive treatment, and they're there because their family or a first responder or a doctor petitioned the court because they're a danger to themselves or the community.
So they didn't necessarily go before a judge and be told they had to go there.
Well, what happens is they go and they petition the court for a Section 35 assessment.
The family member
does. The family members. If the judge approves of it, the police department will go out. They will bring the individual into the court. And then in front of the judge, they will listen to what the circumstances are. And then they will deem appropriate for a Section 35 commitment. And it really... I can tell you honestly, it's forced, coerced treatment. It does work. It doesn't work all the time. Sometimes you got to come 2, 3, 4, 5 times. But what it does is it puts that person, that family member, head on the pillow that night where they can actually get a good night's sleep knowing that the person's hopefully detoxing and safe.
If they don't go willfully when the police come out for them, are they detained?
They will go willfully because we go out there and it's I can just speak for the one that happened out in Chicopee recently. They go, the police officers do a tremendous job. They talk to the person, tell them that they need to come in. It's not a done deal. You speak your case, say what you feel you have to say to the judge, but also you're going to have to answer some questions based on what your family is seeing from your behaviors. And it really it works well. The problem is when you're civilly committed and you're not really incarcerated, you have the ability to walk away. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what happened the other day.
We talked about this a few weeks ago with you, and it I think it's startling for most people to realize that, you know, with everyone talking about opioid addiction and just in addiction in general, especially opioids, but in general, you know, the state wants to be so proactive in this, but then to hear you say there's not a single bed for treatment in Western Mass, and that the onus becomes on you or Berkshire County or whatever to transport somebody to Plymouth or Brockton or, you know, wherever they may need to go for treatment, that just sounds like there's a great disconnect between taking addiction seriously and then actually really doing something about it.
So I think that the distinction needs to be made that there are treatment beds in Western Mass, but they're paid treatment beds. So insurance, you have to voluntarily want to go. The Section 35s are beds that are committed to individuals who would not normally be seeking treatment, but if they don't get treatment and they're not mandated by the court with a civil commitment to do so, they'll probably end up dead.
And couldn't afford to do so on their own, right?
Absolutely. So it's and I agree with you, Bax. I'm so frustrated with the system when it comes down to every person, from the governor down to a dog catcher, runs a campaign on opioid addiction. But yet, when they're in office, I want to know what's being done. Yes, we're working, we're plugging away, we're taking baby steps, and we're crawling. But it's not enough. It is ravaging every community. It's ravaging every family. If you don't know somebody who is battling opioid addiction or substance abuse use, Your head's buried in the sand, and it's sad to say that, but it's a fact of life.
I don't know about the beds, but I know the seats in Section 35 over at the MassMutual Center are among the worst. So, you know, I can see why some people don't want to be there.
Usually an obstructed view.
The let's see, what I'm trying to decide if I want to focus on this or other things, that because there's a lot of stuff going on. We've talked about this the last three or four times in our conversations. Not just to talk about pot, but to talk about things like the Attorney General, who seemingly wants to reverse methods of law enforcement away from where I think most of law enforcement actually wants to go, and that is considering more about treatment. You're not gonna arrest your way through these issues. You're not gonna lock your way through it by throwing people in jail. You've got to do it a new way. But when the guy at the top wants to go back to the 80s, how does a guy like you do his job?
Well, I'm very blessed as being the sheriff of Hamden County. I really don't answer to anybody but the people of Hamden County. So whatever's needed in Hamden County, and the people are asking the sheriff's office or myself to step up and be a participant or a partner in, that's where I need to make some assessments and get engaged. So, yes, I have to follow the law. We're you know, law enforcers. We're not necessarily lawmakers. But I do think we're law influencers, and we have a lot of experience in dealing with people with opioid addiction, mental health issues, and flat-out just criminals. And I think we have a good understanding of what needs to be done to try to get these folks, when they're doing county time, which is short time, they'll be back in our communities, they'll be right in your, mine, and in everybody's backyards. We want to put them back less angry, less violent, more stable, and more productive in society. So, you know, I go to Boston quite frequently, and I talk with the senators and the representatives, and they do a really good job. But my issue has always been this. You can't govern a county correctional institution from Beacon Hill. Stop trying to institute laws and change policy without reaching out and talking to the sheriffs or the commissioner of corrections or practitioners that do the job every day. It's one of the things that when you look at prison legal services, and they're so quick to jump down the throat of the administrations of correctional institutions, sometimes a simple thank you will go a long way. We're working hard on trying to preserve life. We're working hard on trying to get people back to the community safer and more productive. We're not perfect. The world and society is not perfect, but I'll tell you one thing. I promised the people I'd work hard, and I'm more proud of the people that work for me and the work that they do every day than having to go down and always pay homage in Boston. Boston should be simply saying to the county sheriffs and to the local law enforcement officials, thank you.
Speaking of the counties, and I'm thinking about this geographically all of a sudden for the first time, and you'd think I'd know this at this age after living here for so long. Are Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket in the same county?
No, Nantucket is a different, that is Sheriff Pearlman,
uh-huh.
And then Sheriff Ogden is out on the Vineyard.
And are either of their county correction facilities on the islands?
Dukes County, which is which is Martha's Vineyard, has a correctional institution. Nantucket does not. They ship their prisoners to Barnstable County.
So you could be telling people, you could be sentenced to jail, but still tell your friends you spent the summer on Martha's Vineyard.
Well, I think you've done that two or three times, haven't you?
Thankfully, I've been lucky enough to not have done that. But that does sound like a nice way of telling people.
Yes, you could.
Well, what is this? We're looking here at your job history, and there seems to be this six-month I was spending the summer on Martha's Vineyard.
I was summering in the vineyard.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, with the Obamas?
No.
The Cochise.
The Sheriff's Annual Summer Cookout and Golf Tournament, Wednesday, August 15th. My gosh, that's coming up in 2 weeks.
It is, and I just want to thank you guys very much. It's going to be a great time. Hopefully, we'll have some great weather. We usually do, but really, it's about entertainment. Have a couple libations, some soda, whatever it is that tickles your fancy. But more importantly, just rub elbows, have fun, and let's meet some nice people.
Well, I want to thank you for dumping bingo finally.
Well, I had no choice. Nobody wanted to play bingo.
After 8 years of us calling it.
Well, the complaint I got was it's a two collar, so I had to dump the bingo.
If someone wanted to get tickets, where should they go?
They can go to coachyforsheriff.com, or they could call our campaign line. But really, coachyforsheriff.com is where you can get them. You can purchase them right online. Everything will get sent to you, and we will see you on Wednesday, the 15th of August.
Awesome. Sounds good, Nick.
Sheriff Nick Coachy.
Thank you very much, guys.
824 on Rock 102.
Society's greatest...